KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Normally, we'd be doing a News of the Week segment here, but because we've been gone for a couple of weeks, I kind of lost track, Russ, with the International Sportsman's Expo.
It's our News of the Week, huh?
Is underway, and that is the big news of the week. And when I told you John Kirk was on with us, you said...
Been a long time.
He's been around a while. Yeah. John, we talk about that from time to time. Both of us are a little long in the tooth, but it's good to have you back.
He's been around as long as we've been around.
That's right.
We don't.
It's good to be back.
Nice to have you, and I'm glad the ISE is here. It's a sure sign of spring. We don't pull punches here with our listeners. We let them know that we record this program on Thursday for air on Saturday morning, so we need to keep that in mind as we talk about what's left of ISE this weekend. But as we speak, the show's up and running.
It is. We've got 225, 230 different exhibiting companies from around the world. We've got a couple of new things, actually three new things. Sporting dog arena where we have obedience training as well as folks who have sporting dogs, which is kind of fun. And we have a new set of camping seminars from four different Utah ladies, actually, who promote family camping. And so as we grow the show more toward families and all of the outdoor sports, in addition to fishing and hunting, it's important that we offer not just more products, but more information and resources. And I think whenever we've done surveys, we always find that the number one people do when they go outdoors is camp. And that's because, you know, just people do that and it kind of fades into the background. You don't even realize it, but it's something you do usually when you fish or you hunt or off road or go boating. You're often camping it too. And so the show needs to provide more on that. And then the third thing that we've kind of changed is we've enlarged the youth fair again with some more activities in there, some different people. We're trying to promote local organizations that have great work in the state. I think, you know, after COVID, we had to be gone. We were gone for 2 years, and that's tough. Basically had to restart the show. And we're growing back to where we were, but differently. The show used to be a lot more hunting. While we still have hunting there, it's more, like I said, into the fishing and to off-roading and boating and camping. So that makes it, I guess, more open and available and maybe, we hope, appealing to families.
Wow. I think it's amazing that you're doing this family camping seminars, and particularly that they're led by females out there. I really believe, and we've talked about this on the show, that with the bombardment of electronic devices, mostly in the hands of our kids these days, families are thinking about restarting that tradition or getting started with something new to create memories where you don't have to fight with the kids because there is no service where we're going.
That's right. And you and I, who have been around for a long time, know that getting outdoors of any kind with kids is such an important thing, not just for health and mental health, but developing skills that will be useful across virtually anything in your life later on in your life. And not to mention, you know, being able to talk and actually look at someone's face instead of a screen.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where we're social creatures, and we need to be able to do that better than we're doing it right now.
Yeah, I love that. I also noticed that with your fishing pros that you're going to have for some of those seminars, they come with a lot of gifts to give away. There's like $1,000 worth of tackle.
Wow. Yeah. Jared Johnson, who owns Rocky Mountain Tackle, which is based in Spanish Fork, has been with the show forever, and he always creates an area with tackle. And he's learned over the years that people sometimes want to go fish a particular lake but don't know what to do. So he's created the lake-specific tackle packs. And then last year he learned that people said, well, gee, I wish I could create my own pack. So he's bought a bunch of packs, and now people can basically make their own pack based on all the products. And he's brought more products than ever, including rods and reels and nets and all the baits you'd ever want. So we decided to help promote all of that tackle, especially the new stuff. And so we said, how can we do that? And we said, let's give a bunch of it away. And so we are. And so most of the speakers in the theater are going to be giving away tackle during their presentations. You know, once you're in the show, you don't need to pay or do anything. You just sit down and learn stuff and maybe win some tackle.
Yeah. Russ, you had Sky Cole out there a couple of years, several years in a row, didn't you?
Yeah, quite a ways back, but yeah, we did.
It's just such a great opportunity to rub shoulders and get ideas and and sort of scratch that itch. You've been locked up all winter if you're not, you know, somebody that skis or plays in the outdoors in the wintertime. I want to talk, too, about the discounts and some of the freebies that you've got with kids and veterans.
Yeah, free. Kids 15 and under get in free. That's been our policy forever. Active military with military ID get in for free. We had an offer where we're giving away several hundred tickets to veterans through a nationwide organization called VetTix, but unfortunately those go quick and they're gone. We still have coupons for $4 off on weekdays and $2 off on the weekend. I know that on social media you can find there are places where you can find a discount to just buy your ticket with a discount. It's nice for people who want to go digital. They can have their ticket on the phone and just get it scanned at the door. But most of our folks still want to print paper and bring the coupon or the ticket with them, and that's fine too.
One of the great traditions of bringing spring in is the International Sportsman's Expo. Mountain America Expo Center is the place. It will be, as you listen to this interview, Saturday 10 to 7. And tomorrow, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you want more details, go to sportsexpos.com. John Kirk, great to catch up with you.
It is, Tim, and I hope that I meet you on the road, you know, once you decide to do something else.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah. Meet up in retirement somewhere. I look forward to it as well. All right, we got to take a break when we come back. We'll have some more details after we get a news update on the half hour. We'll have some more details of a trip that Bob Grove made last week. He was down in the neighborhood of the Grand Canyon, but in an area I'm not all that familiar with. So stay with us.